This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Celtics begin their playoff run this afternoon. Getting past the first round will be a challenge for the young team. The Celtics are up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, led by LeBron James. Joining us to talk about the Celtics is Kyle Draper. Kyle's an anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Kyle, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Great. Well, first of all, how on earth did the Celtics get here? All the talk at the beginning of the season was, you know, how low could they go to help their chances in the draft?
Yeah, and it's probably the biggest surprise in the entire National Basketball Association that we're sitting here talking about the Celtics in the playoffs. And you guys got to give credit to the players, first of all, that they brought in, Danny Ainge, the job he's done, and, of course, the coach Brad Stevens. Really, Sharon, what I think happened is the Celtics have a lot of guys with something to prove, a lot of guys who have been doubted in their careers, and they're all playing well right now, and they're all proving to everybody else around the league that we're better than you maybe thought we were.
Okay. Brass tacks, what's the game plan for taking on LeBron and the Cavs?
Hope for a miracle, maybe. Pray for a miracle, something like that. But, no, I think that the key for the Celtics is, A, you can't let LeBron James beat you. And I know that's, you know, easier said than done. But you have to make some of the other guys make shots and make plays, guys like Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. You have to make them make plays. And on the Celtics side of things, you have to be able to hit your outside shots. I think the Celtics are best when they're hitting their three-pointers. And so guys like Kelly Olynyk, Jared Sullinger, Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, they have to make their outside shots. And anything can happen, obviously, in the postseason, but a lot of things have to go the Celtics' way, I think, for them to win the series.
You know, as you mentioned, there will be people on the court other than LeBron James. And, you know, Celtics point guard Isaiah Thomas has been a really nice surprise boost for the team since arriving in a midseason trade. How does he match up, really, against Kyrie Irving?
Well, that's going to be, you know, a telling matchup. I mean, Kyrie Irving is one of the best players in the world. I mean, it seems to me that when he's on the biggest stage, he shines the brightest. And so for Isaiah Thomas, this is his first trip to the playoffs also, and he needs to be at his best as well. And so I think Isaiah is really the key to this series. If Isaiah is giving you 20 points a game, somewhere close to that, then you have a chance. But he can't have off nights for this team. This team is at its best when Isaiah Thomas is contributing off the bench. And so if he comes in with the swagger we've seen, you know, over the last 2 months since he's been in Boston, if he brings that to the playoff series, then it could be an interesting series here.
And, yeah, speaking of interesting, if the Celtics do somehow shock the world and take out the Cavs, who are, we should mention, heavily favored, where do you think that would rank among the biggest upsets in NBA history or ever in sports?
Well, I mean, it would be a shocking turn of events, to be honest with you. When you talk about biggest upsets in NBA history, you go back to the mid-90s when Denver, a number 8 seed, upset Seattle at the time, a number 1 seed. And so I would sort of rank it up there right close to that, just because this is a Celtics team full of, let's be honest, a bunch of no-names. And you're taking on LeBron James and his super friends. And I think somebody said the Cavs have like a 90% chance to win this series. And so this would be a monumental upset. I mean, to me, it would be an upset if the Celtics forced it to a game 6 or 7. I mean, I honestly think the Cavs are just that good, and they just are so well matched against the Celtics that I expect it to be over in 5 games, to be honest with you guys. I hate to say that being here in Boston, but honestly, I just don't see how the Celtics can win this series.
Well, we can always think about moral victories.
Exactly. And I mean, I think they're playing with house money already, to be honest with you, Sharon. Like we said, nobody expected them to be here.
All right. Well, Kyle, thank you so much.
All right, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Kyle Draper is an anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet New England.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Underdog.